I'm Hector Gonzalez, the owner of Rampart Records, and I'm sitting here today with Steven Chavez, the president of Rampart Records, and we're doing a producer's commentary on this very historical recording that we found in the vaults of Rampart Records in East Los Angeles, California, where Rampart Records is located. Now, this recording that you're about to hear was originally broadcast on July the 1st of 1983 on Los Angeles AM radio station KRLA, and this was called the East LA Sound Special on KRLA. And this was what you would call, I guess, during that era, a radio documentary. Now, we're very honored to have this in our possession. It was owned by Eddie Davis. It was given to him by the owner of KRLA. And through arrangements with KRLA, we're able to broadcast this two-hour special in its entirety. Now, these shows are going to be presented in two parts. Part number one features Mucho Morales, who was at that time KRLA's most popular local radio DJ. And it features interviews with Tierra. It features interviews with Little Willie G, John Martinez and Ruben Guevara from Ruben and the Jets, Eddie Davis. It's got a bunch of great stuff on there. And again, this is part one that features also the original commercials for the movie Dr. Detroit by Universal Pictures, which starred Dan Aykroyd and James Brown and the legendary Johnny Chingas doing the introductions, which I think you're going to love. All right, so this is the East LA Sound Special on KRLA, part one, in its entirety. This will be about an hour. And this is the producer's commentary from Hector Gonzalez, owner of Rampart Records, and Steven Chavez, president of Rampart Records in East Los Angeles, California.
More oldies, more often. We're the heart and soul of rock and roll. KRLA, Pasadena.
Go!
And now, the East LA Sound Special on KRLA. Brought to you by Universal Pictures' Dr. Detroit, starring Dan Aykroyd. Good evening, this is Mucho Morales, and welcome to the East LA Sound Special here on KRLA, the heart and soul of rock and roll. For the next 2 hours, we'll be cruising down Whittier Boulevard, Brooklyn Avenue, Atlantic Boulevard, and through all the streets of East LA, bringing back some memories of over 20 years of the music that's been known as the East LA Sound. Remember the Midnighters, the Premieres, the Blendells? Well, you're going to hear them, and lots more tonight. And we'll be talking to some of the groups that put East L.A. on the map, like War, El Chicano, and Tierra, just to name a couple. In fact, the guys from Tierra will be dropping by later tonight to reminisce with us for a little while. And we'll be talking to some of the people that became big parts of the East L.A. scene. How about the legendary Art LeBeau, Huggy Boy? And I'll have a little help during these next couple of hours, too. I mentioned that Tierra coming by a little later on tonight. And with me right now, talking about the early days in East L.A., Ruben Guevara and John Martinez of Ruben and the Jets, veteranos of the East LA Sound. John and Ruben, speaking of the East LA Sound, a lot of people think that the music from East LA and that sound that we have here in Los Angeles that you hear a lot of on KRLA, a lot of people think that that's only limited to groups that were born or raised in East LA.
Well, Mucho, that's not true. We had a lot of influence from groups outside of the East LA area. We had groups such as Rosie and the Originals from the San Diego area, Little Julian Herrera, Carlos Brothers.
Where was Little Julian from? He was like from East LA?
The deepest part of East LA. When we started going out towards the San Gabriel Valley area. We had black artists such as Johnny Otis, the Penguins.
Joe Houston,
right.
Chuck Higgins did Pachuco Hop.
Where was he from?
I think he was from Central LA, South Central, Watts area.
Yeah, the East LA Sound incorporates not only Latin music, but also heavy R&B sounds, such as was popular in the 50s. And what we did was we just kind of created our own sound with it, you know.
Well, why do you think the East LA area adopted that sound?
I think mainly it's because it was fun music to party to.
Right.
You know,
right.
And cruise, the whole scene was like a social social climate and environment, and the music was just perfect to party with, to dance to.
And we wanted to get in bands. We wanted to sing. Ruben and I wanted to sing. You know, it was a good outlet to you know, to kind of express ourselves and also to meet girls. You know,
have
the chicks come out and
girls.
Talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed music. I grew up listening to music, you know, early stations and Carol A, Art LeBeau, and Huggy Boy.
I think also that the dedications thing did a lot to create, I think, kind of a familiar family type of a situation too.
You got to remember too, that was our only outlet in the media, man. You know, we could, poor Chicano in the neighborhood, in the barrio, could pick up the phone and put something on over the air.
It was great advertising
without having,
too, for your gangs, man.
And
to try and meet that one special girl, you know, you give her a little dedication.
Sure. Of course, one of the artists that a lot of people in East LA identify with and have for so many years is someone that's not from East LA. Getting back to what you were talking about, actually, he's from Pacoima, up in the San Fernando Valley.
Richie Ricardo Valenzuela.
Valenzuela, better known as Richie Valen.
Thank you so much, and I just want to remind you that any unauthorized recording or broadcasting of this show is prohibited by USA copyright infringement.
By Richie Valens. You know, the man who first discovered Richie Valens was Bob Keane of Delphi Records. Bob first saw Richie singing on a stage at a movie theater in San Fernando. He talked to us at KRLA about his friend, Richie Valens.
I think he's really the only Latin, true Latin rock star that ever happened that big. The style that he came up with was the cross between the Latin and the rock. And it's something that'll never die.
My
That was the classic Donna by a man we'll always remember, Ritchie Valens. Say, remember the grind? Maybe dancing close and tight with your special guy or lady on a Saturday night? We'll bring back a couple of those fine memories for you on the East L.A. Sound Special on KRLA right after this.
Órale! You've been waiting your whole life, and now this is it. The mightiest movie ever made. I'm Johnny Chingas with the most exciting news of the decade. The motion picture that dreams are made of. Impressive. Irme a todo dar. This is Dr. Detroit. A great movie for dates featuring for the Rucas, the breathtaking charm of that international famous Vato Loco, Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, yeah. Nice tushy.
Thank you. And for the Vatos, drool over steaming, sultry scenes with a gorgeous, articulate female.
Believe me, honey, we are the best.
See Dr. Detroit, mild-mannered profesor por día, protector of Rucas by night. Don't miss these loco thrills and excitement. Everything you ever wanted and more. Dr. Detroit, powerful action with trancazos. Screams. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without veterano. Órale, make an appointment to see the doctor.
It's now showing at a theater or drive-in near you. You're listening to KRLA's The East L.A. Sound. I'm Mucho Morales, and with me this evening, Ruben Gravera and John Martinez. Now, we've just heard Ritchie Valens, whose career, of course, tragically ended in a plane crash back in 1959. Ritchie was a hero to a lot of bands in the East L.A. area. Now, he proved that they could do it, too, that they could get on out there and penetrate, you know, right. The musical public and that sound.
One of the giants. Mm-hmm. One of the giants in rock and roll.
What was the music scene like back then, John, and, you know, in the 50s, in the 60s, in the East L.A. area?
Well, I would say, and you got to remember, I started partying when I was 8 years old, and I was in the fourth grade.
Used to call him Jumpin' Johnny.
Right. I used to take my 45s to the parties, and I'd play them. And I think some of the hottest groups back in East L.A. in the 50s that I remember were Johnny and the Playboys, and they were out of Salesian High School. Other groups such as the Luxuriers, the Romancers, Blue Satins, Cannibal Headers, Blendell's, Premieres. I mean, the place was just jumping musically and with just hundreds of groups.
The dance halls and...
Yeah, dance halls. There was places like Alamein Legion Stadium. Closer to East L.A. was Paramount Ballroom, Big Union, Little Union.
Lord's Hall.
Yeah, the Gigi Hall, the Montebello Ballroom, the Kennedy Hall, yeah, the Roger Young
was crazy.
Yeah. Met a lot of fine chicks there.
What kind of music were these groups primarily doing back in the late 50s, early 60s in East L.A.?
A lot of slow stuff, man. We were into dancing slow, you know, doing the grind.
Oh, yeah, the grind.
Yeah, that's something that we...
What was that like?
It was real tight.
What was that like?
Sweaty.
That was hot, man. That's what it was like.
It was
like.
How you learned your manhood, you know what I mean?
Can you remember one of those slow, dreamy records?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure. Magic Mountain.
Dreamy Eyes.
Dreamy Eyes.
Anything by the Dubs.
Earth Angel.
And I just want to remind you that any unauthorized recording or broadcasting of this show is prohibited by USA copyright infringement.
One I adore, love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool. Just a fool. just a fool, a fool in love with you.
You.
Earth Angel by the Penguins, a great song for those slow dances. And for fast dancing, there was this classic by East LA's Chuck Higgins, Pachuco Hop.
Unauthorized recording or broadcasting of this show is prohibited by USA copyright infringement law.
Listening to the East LA Sound on KRLA, the heart and soul of rock and roll. I'm Mucho Morales on this Saturday evening, and with me, Ruben Guevara and John Martinez of Ruben and the Jets. Guys, the mid-60s. You know, I was back over in East Los Angeles, really the place to be for music and fun and cruising around with your girlfriend and,
yeah.
And sock hops and dances and slow dancing and all kinds of things. You know, so much was going on in the mid-60s in East LA.
Too much sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
Not enough, man.
Well, you guys remember some of those groups that, you know, their music didn't hit the national charts. And, you know, they didn't sell the records, but they were very popular, very hot in East LA.
Sure.
What about the Blue Satins, man?
Oh, Blue Satins were one of the hottest, most popular groups. They used to have a large following. But I think that was due to the fact they had 10 guys in the group. I mean, you know, they had so many guys in that group there.
Family, sisters, yeah. Relatives,
I'm
sure, man.
Yeah, I think they used to get paid something like $2 a night, man. They had to, after they split the cost, you know, and the roadies and stuff. It just, but they were a very hot group. They had a real nice, large brass section, and had a good singer, and the songs they played, they're very enthusiastic on stage, and they were one of the hottest groups in East L.A. I think they set a precedent, though, because after that, it seemed like every group had to have at least 8-9 guys in the group, and everybody wanted a brass section in the group.
They all wore the same clothes.
Right. Oh, that's right. Uniforms. Jackets, uniforms were the thing, you know. Each group was trying to outdo the other group as far as who can have the flashiest outfits and suits and clothing. So, but I think that was healthy. I really do. I enjoyed dressing up when I went up on stage.
Yeah. Made you feel what? Made you feel real
made
sharp.
Me feel, yeah, made me feel sharp and hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was ready to rock and roll.
What about the premieres?
Premieres were a very, very tight group, and they were a lot of fun to watch and to dance to. Because you got to remember, that's where we went to parties, to pick up on the girls and to dance. If you couldn't dance, you were out of luck. So unless you had a nice car, maybe you had a nice little low ride.
You couldn't dance. It didn't matter what you had, man.
Yeah, that's true. The Premieres, I remember them. Farmer John, right?
Farmer John, yeah. I'm in love with your daughter. The one, yeah, with the champagne eyes. She knows that I love her. Never think she shows me those eyes. Farmer John.
Premieres with Farmer John. You probably saw them on a night or two at the Almonte Legion Stadium. We'll be back with some more memories of the Almonte Legion Stadium on the East LA Sound Special on KRLA right after this.
Orale, this is it, the mightiest movie ever made. The most exciting news of the decade. Dr. Detroit, the story of one loco Professor Skridlo, sheltered and beloved Maestro por día y por noche, guardian of beautiful women. Abato loco most feared by the underworld.
This Dr. Detroit is bad.
See Dr. Detroit, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent or veterano. Make an appointment to see the doctor.
It's now showing at a theater or drive-in near you. You're listening to the East L.A. Sound Special on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, KRLA, with yours truly, Mucho Morales, my co-host for the first part of the show, Ruben Guevara, and John Martinez of Ruben and the Jets. By the way, Tiara will be joining us a little later on in the show this evening, so stick around for that. Remember the Almonte Legion Stadium back in the days?
Sure do.
Oh, yeah, Almonte.
I remember my first time that I went down there. It was...
Were you about 7 years old, John?
No, I think I was about 15 years old, yeah. And I remember... jumping in a 59 Chevy, me and about four other buddies of mine, and we cruise on down there. That was my first time, so I didn't really know what to expect. I remember walking into the place, and it was a huge place, you know. And
what was the capacity at the city?
It must have been about 1,000, maybe.
More than that.
Maybe more than that.
About
3,000 or 4,000. Out of that 1,000, there must have been about 500 veteranos. I mean, some homeboys that were, you know, they were ready to party and do other things, but I didn't want to get into any hassles with them because there were just a lot of homeboys there.
What were some of the shows that we were put on there?
Oh, Little Julian Harari used to play there often. Johnny Otis.
Penguins, Joe Houston. Chuck
a lot
Higgins.
Of the black groups. A lot of the black groups. I know that Art LeBeau used to have a lot of shows there. Mm-hmm. And we'd go down there and check that out. By the way, the group that Ruben and I used to play with, Ruben and the Jets, were the last group that ever played there.
Yeah. Is that right?
Tore it down right afterwards.
Yeah, we tore it right down.
Right after our last set.
I spray painted every inch of that wall, man, and that was it. They tore it down about a month later.
Of course, the man that helped put those shows on at the Almonte Legion Stadium was Art LeBeau.
Wow. Yeah. You listen to him.
Right. I've had the pleasure of working with Art here a few years back at KRLA. We spoke with Art in the early days at El Monte Legion Stadium on KRLA, and Art shared these memories with us.
Well, I'd come out and I'd say, do you want to rock? And everybody go, yeah! We did the first Oldies but Goodies show there in the summer of 1957. It was a big sellout, and I had been playing Oldies but Goodies on the radio for about a year, and I thought it would be a good idea to present these artists in person. And sometimes we would mix the Oldies artists with the current hit artists of the day. Everybody wanted to be on the show every week, and so it depended on who we could get from the East or who would be out here maybe doing a television show or doing something else. So we could only handle so many people. So for the locals, I would say to them, well, I'll tell you what, I don't know if we're going to be able to use you next week, but you listen to the Art LeBeau show during the week, and if you hear your name mentioned, then you'll be here Saturday night. And so that was my method of booking the show. I'd just announce on the air who was going to be there. And usually they'd all show up. If one didn't, it didn't make that much difference because we had so many that no one ever complained. The average price at El Monte was around $2.50, I believe. And on some nights when we would have a Jackie Wilson or Jerry Lee Lewis or Chuck Berry or some other big star who we'd have to pay more money, considerable more money to, we'd have to charge a little more. And I recall one night, and I don't remember who the star was, but this happened on several occasions. People would come to the dances expecting to pay $2.50, you know, girls in a group, maybe three of them or a couple of them, and they'd have just the exact right amount, $5, all in quarters and all digging it out of their purse. And so I got into the habit of hanging around the box office, and if some of the kids ran out of money, I'd have a pocket full of quarters, and I'd go out there and help give them a little transfusion, you know, money transfusion, and help them with a half a buck or so, and they could get into the dance, and made a lot of friends that way. We had many, many successful Oldies but Goodies shows at El Monte Legion Stadium.
So much, and I just want to remind you that any unauthorized recording or broadcasting of this show is prohibited by USA copyright infringement.
Those oldies but goodies reminds me of you.
Reminds me of you.
Little Caesar and the Romans and those oldies but goodies. A song we all identify with Art LeBeau and the early days of the East L.A. Sound. We love you, Art. And speaking of those early days, remember a group called the Sisters? Now, it's said they were the only Chicano girl group around in those early years. Maybe this will jar your memory a little. The Sisters and G Baby G.
G Baby G. G Baby G.
Much, and I just want to remind you that any unauthorized recording or broadcasting of this show is prohibited by USA copyright infringement.
This is the KRLA East L.A. Sound Special, the heart and soul of rock and roll. I'm Mucho Morales, and with me this evening, Ruben Guevara, John Martinez from Ruben and the Jets.
Yay.
A lot of things going on in East L.A., in that East L.A. Sound back then, late 50s, early 60s. What happened to the record companies? Where were they?
Well, they were buying all the English acts, man. You know, Beatles, Stones, and all that. There was... Wasn't that the English invasion time?
There was, it didn't seem like there was a lot of interest by the major labels, you know, to tap into what was happening in East L.A. for whatever reason. Maybe they felt we couldn't sell the records or it was too much of a risk, although there were small labels, you know.
Just as well, too, because if they would have gotten a hold of it, they would have, you know, made it homogenized and it wouldn't have been the real thing anyway.
So you mean they might have made it too commercial anyway?
Yeah, I'm glad it didn't happen.
Yeah, but there was some small labels that they were interested in our group, such as labels like...
Well, Rampart.
Rampart, Farrell.
Eddie Davis was very responsible for...
Yeah, Eddie Davis was very instrumental in putting a lot of the Eastside groups on record.
We spoke with Eddie Davis, and he shared with us his thoughts on the East L.A. Sound on KRLA.
Dick Moreland came to KRLA. So we started doing dances every Friday night at Rainbow Gardens in Pomona, and they became known as the KRLA Friday Night Dance. A fellow from East Los Angeles, his name was Billy Cardenas, and he was managing several East Los Angeles bands, one in particular that I remember called the Romancers. And Billy Cardenas kept bothering me every week after week after week to let his band be the guest band, and finally we did. I got completely turned on by the way the ethnic thing that they had, but they, everybody was playing, all East Los Angeles was playing Motown in those days. It had to be R&B Motown. But to me, they got a thing when they play that was kind of an ethnic thing, you know, a rhythmic thing to soul, you know. It just actually was very uncommercial. I think it was uncommercial, but it turned me on. And that's how I got involved in East Los Angeles. I started trying to develop that sound because sounds were very important in those days. They had the Nashville sound and the Motown sound, and we were going to have the East LA sound. You know, My Heart Cries is the first one that caught on.
So much, and I just want to remind you that any unauthorized recording or broadcasting of this show is prohibited by USA copyright infringement law.
My Heart Cries by the Romancers, a local group from the early days of East LA. You know, those days were filled with so many groups that we loved here in LA, and one of those groups broke through to the national scene. Remember the Midnighters? When the East L.A. Sound Special continues on KRLA, we'll be bringing back memories of Little Willie G and the Midnighters right after this.
Professor Clifford Scridlow, por dia a mild-mannered college professor.
I don't need stimulants. I have a good book.
Pero de noche he turns into... guardian of beautiful rucas and the vato loco most feared by the underworld.
Nothing can destroy the doctor.
He was a vato of many faces.
Step aside, lad.
Here, you'll be eating my poop.
A modern-day Avenger.
If you want trouble, then you just keep coming up.
He turned into the slickest of the slick. Hipper than Dr. Chivago. Más suave que Dr. No.
This Dr. Detroit is bad.
He's even badder than Mr. T.
I want you to arrest everybody in this room, right, including me.
Make an appointment to see the doctor. See the vato loco, Dan Aykroyd, in Dr. Detroit.
This one, John, the doctor.
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent or veterano.
It's now showing at a theater or drive-in near you. AM 1110, KRLA, the heart and soul of rock and roll, and the East L.A. Sound Special. I'm Mucho Morales, and with me this evening, again, Ruben Guevara and John Martinez. Remember the Midnighters?
Mm-hmm. Sure do. They were
Let's
the most...
Let's take a trip down...
Soto? No, it wasn't Soto. It was at Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
That was Whittier Boulevard.
Boulevard.
Unfortunately, the Boulevard is closed right now. But, yeah, I remember the Midnighters very well. I think the Midnighters were probably the most popular group in East L.A. I'm talking about the East L.A. area, you know, the bordered by Atlantic and Whittier and Soda. That, the heart of East L.A., that was the number one group.
And their front man, Little Willie G, one of the greatest front men ever come
excellent
out of
singer.
East L.A. Now, what is he, the Righteous Reverend Little Willie G?
No, the Righteous Reverend William Garcia.
Oh, excuse me. Yes. But he's working now with gangs. Young kids in the East Side. He's, still
instrumental.
Stuff, yeah.
Why do you think they were so popular?
They also had the best looking groupies.
Yes.
They're one of the first bands to have great looking.
They look
groupies,
sharp all the time on stage. They're always dressed sharp.
What do they wear?
Well,
tight clothes.
Tight pants, I remember that. Tight black pants.
Tight skirts, tight sweaters, tight.
And the groupies or the band?
Satin Ruben. Jackets,
huh?
Too.
I mean, are we talking about the groupies or the band?
I'm talking about the groupies, man.
Okay, John, tell us about the band.
Well, the band would always... I'll come back to earth here. The band would always dress very sharp. I remember they used to have this satin jacket.
I wasn't looking at the bands, man.
New satin jackets.
You're talking about the bands.
Well, when I wasn't looking at the girls, huh? I'd be looking at the band. You
okay,
know, checking
so
them
you
out.
Were into jackets and bands. I was into the groupies, man.
Yeah. Hey, we got a real big one here for you.
Okay.
Some memories of the East L.A. Sound Special on KRLA. Little Willie G and the Midnighters.
Let's take a trip down Willie Boulevard!
Whittier Boulevard, a classic by the Midnighters. Did you know the song was nominated for a Grammy in the 60s? Now that was in East L.A. first. Gee, I wonder how many girls fell in love with the lead singer, Little Willie G. Well, he's now the Reverend William Garcia. Little Willie shared a couple of his memories with us at KRLA about those early days with the Midnighters.
We were originally called the Gentiles. We had a Jewish drummer, and it was a pun, you know. But the Gentiles weren't getting much work, you know, so we were trying to figure out how we could get people to recognize us more. So we went out and we bought black suits, purple shirts, and real skinny black ties, which was a thing back in the 60s, and dark glasses. And then we changed the dark glasses to those long ranger masks, and we put glitter on them, and it became, and we changed our name to The Midnighters. Was a group called Hank Ballard and the Midnighters from the East Coast, so we didn't want to create any friction there or get sued or anything like that. And V just seemed to be something, you know, special, you know, V, you know, not just the Midnighters, but the Midnighters.
And a very special group indeed. On KRLA's Nighttime Request and Dedication Show, our lines are filled for requests for this one by The Midnighters, Sad Girl.
Sad girl, you look so sad. Did he break your heart? Gee, that's too bad. Guess now you see our love can't be sad, girl.
Yes, thank you so much, and I just want to remind you that any unauthorized recording or broadcasting of this show is prohibited by USA copyright infringement.
Get over yourself, come on in, find someone to end. Open up your heart, girl. Make a set or make a brand new start. Please don't you cry. Just go out and find yourself another guy. Sad girl, you just hold your head up high. Things are really gonna change, I know, yeah, as time goes by, because that's the way love goes.
No doubt about it, we're bringing back some memories for you this evening on the East L.A. Sound Special on KRLA. This is Mucho Morales with Ruben Guevara and John Martinez. Hey, do you guys remember cruising down Whittier Boulevard listening to Huggy Boy on the radio? You remember
sure
that?
Do. Huggy Boy, yeah. It was the godfather, I guess, of early R&B East Side music thing. He was used to be on a hard-to-find station on the far right of the dial, and it was like bzzz, a lot of static, and but you could still make out the dedications and the music. It sounded better with the static. It sounded like a scratch record.
Yeah,
you know?
He seemed to be playing. He seemed to be playing directly for us. You know, a lot of the music that he played, we'd listen to it cruising the boulevard, and he would play what we'd call the baddest, toughest oldies.
So how long did you listen to him for? How many years did you listen to Huggy Boy on the radio, cruising around?
You never stop cruising, Mucho.
Yeah.
I mean, you never stop cruising, man.
Even when you're going down Sunset or Fairfax, sure. Or, you know, you, it's hard to get it out of your system, man. You still cruise, you know.
I take Brooklyn all the way down, become Sunset, I wind up at the beach, and come back two or three times a day.
And he ain't even got a car, man. He cruises on the bus.
That's right. Take the RTD, boy. Yeah. Little transistor radio there, checking out Carolee. You know.
Even radio, the records Huggy Boy used to play.
He was into playing a lot of the slow songs. I mean, that was his forte. I mean, that's where he was at.
Is what?
You know, speaking of slow, John.
Yeah.
Speaking of slow,
sure.
And ballad and the wraparound and all that stuff, you know, there was a record that Huggy Boy referred to as the East L.A. National Anthem. It was 1961.
Huggy's Bunnies.
Oh, no.
Rosie and the Originals.
Oh, Angel, yeah. Baby. Yeah. Baby. Do it.
To be true.
Your Baby by Rosie and the Originals, a very special East L.A. sound. Remember the Blendells? We'll have their la 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 for you when the East L.A. Sound Special continues on KRLA right after this.
Dr. Detroit.
Finally, a movie with local thrills and excitement. The motion picture of the decade. Gorgeous Ruka's in danger and Professor Squillo comes to the rescue.
You're going to enjoy it.
Ooh, I love it.
Universal Pictures presenta that international vato loco Dan Aykroyd in Dr. Detroit. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without veterano.
This Dr. Detroit is bad. B-A-D.
Make an appointment to see the doctor.
It's now showing at a theater or drive-in near you. There was an East L.A. group that you saw at the Rainbow Gardens, El Monte Legion Stadium, and all over the East L.A. area in those early days. The Blendells.
I'm going to do a little song for you now that'll make you clap your hands, kick your feet, and as a matter of fact, it'll tear you up. La, 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 la.
Much, and I just want to remind you that any unauthorized recording or broadcasting of this show is prohibited by USA copyright infringement law.
La 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 by the Blendells. Oh yeah, what a classic. Say, hear that sound? That's Huggy's Bunnies by Frankie Olvera, a sound identified with the one and only Dick Hug Huggy Boy. When we talked to Huggy Boy at KRLA, he told us about a special memory he had during the early days in East L.A. at the El Monte Legion Stadium.
We played the biggest million-selling groups in the world at the El Monte Legion Stadium. But one Saturday night, I broke a record with a guy called Little Julian Herrera. And the reason for this was Little Julian Herrera had got himself into some trouble, and he'd been incarcerated for many years. And I went to Tijuana for some reason, or went to the track and Baja or something, and I looked at a club, and I looked up there, Little Julian Herrera, and I went into the club, and I said, Julian, what are you doing here? And he said, well, I'm playing here since I got out of being in trouble and everything. And I said, would you like to play the El Monte Legion Stadium? And he said, oh, yes. And I said, well, how much do you want? He said, well, you have to give me my bus fare up there and $25. And I said, well, I'll give you a little more than that. And he said, well, I'll play it in a couple Saturday nights. Well, I decided to put a key line. The key lines, KRLA was a very big help to El Monte Legion Stadium. We had spots on here every hour, every weekend, and we'd say over again, El Monte Legion Stadium, Saturday night, El Monte Legion Stadium, Saturday night. But the key line on this particular Saturday night was, little Julian Herrera will be there. He's been away a year and a day. And to everyone listening, that meant he got out of jail. It was like a coming out of jail party. He drew 6,000 something people at $2 or $3. It made an absolutely fortune.
Oh, yeah, what a night that was. And the song that everyone remembers little Julian doing that night, I Remember Linda.
They all remember.
Any unauthorized recording or broadcasting of this show is prohibited by USA copyright infringement.
I was a fool to ever let you go, but I didn't realize I loved you so.
Listening to the KRLA East LA Sound Special with yours truly, Mucho Morales, and Ruben Guevara and John Martinez. Hey, you guys remember the rock and roll shows at Salesian High, Battle of the Bands?
John used to go there a lot.
No, I don't remember. No, yeah, I remember. Of course I remember. I used to go to all of them. I think they started off, Mr. Taggart was very instrumental. Mr. Taggart was
music. Mr. T, wasn't it? Wasn't that early Mr. T?
Mr. T, Mr. Taggart, yeah. Whatever. He was a music teacher over at Salesian High School in East LA. And he had a very, very well-known music department in there, and a lot of the East LA musicians would come out of that school. In fact, guys would go to that school just so they can take musical lessons from Mr. Taggart. But he was very instrumental in putting a lot of these groups together on one stage. Actually, it was two stages. The East LA College Auditorium had two stages, and which was very, it was very impressive. I remember sitting there in the back, and I had to sit in the back because the place used to get jam-packed. I mean, and the first 10 rows were nothing but girls. You know, and they would rush the stage, especially like when the Midnighters, Little Ray would play. It was very instrumental in that a lot of the East LA groups got a chance to perform in front of a large audience.
Well, you know, Ruben and John, one of those groups that was on those rock and roll shows back then that broke into the national charts and, you know, actually toured with the Beatles back in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Was Cannibal and the Headhunters.
Cannibal and Headhunters out of Boyle Heights.
Hello, Frankie. The music was starting to change from rock, from early R&B. It was starting to get more syncopated and different drum beats, you know, after the Philadelphia sound had kind of changed the beat a little bit. Stevie Wonder came out with a song called Fingertips. And the beat was so good on it that I wanted to cop that feel with something, and I just didn't want to do fingertips for one thing. I wasn't that high of a singer like Stevie Wonder at that time when he was, I think, 12. But I wanted to do that, and at that time, Rufus Thomas had a song called The Dog, Walking the Dog. And I used to do it all the time, and had a little skit to go with it, and it was real popular. So I kind of got that song and the old Chris Kenner song of Land of a Thousand Dances, and I pieced it together. But Chris Kenner was lyrics from the beginning of the song completely to the end. It didn't have no instrumental break, it didn't have nothing. It was just lyric after lyric after lyric. So at this time, I was kind of popular, so I wanted to add that song into my repertoire, and I was at this place called the Rhythm Room in Fullerton. And the people were really responsive to the song and to the way I put it together with the dog. And all of a sudden, the energy got so high and the groove was so good that I went on a blackout. I forgot the song. And I didn't know what to do, you know? So I kind of danced a little bit and I shook a little bit at the time, and then I just seemed like, well, I might as well just stick to my guns and just get these people to do something. So I started going, na, 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 na.
I said, na, 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 na.
So much, and I just want to remind you that any unauthorized recording or broadcasting of this show is prohibited by USA copyright infringement.
Listening to the East LA Sound Special on KRLA, Pasadena. Well, I bet you recognize the song, but not the singers, right? Well, this group was called the Village Callers. Who were the Village Callers? Well, they were an East LA group who recorded Evil Ways first, before Santana. Let's have Eddie Davis tell the story.
Let me tell you about the Village Callers. They were managed by a man named Hector Rivera, and they were the first of the groups that I became involved with where the members of the group themselves actually were involved in music as students and learning, you know, and were planning on following music as a career. And we decided to record an album with them live at a club in Pico Rivera called The Plush Bunny. And in that live recording session, they did a version of a song that Willie Bobo played called Evil Ways. And it really attracted attention in San Francisco. But Woodstock had just finished, you know, and of course Santana. was very big and was recording for Columbia Records, and he had recorded the same song, Evil Ways, but it was in the can at Columbia. And one of the A&R directors at Columbia, Ed Matthews, was trying to get Columbia to release it, but they just didn't believe in it because it was a different thing. You know, the sound, that sound was there, you know. But when the Village Callers record went top 10 in San Francisco, Ed Matthews convinced Columbia to release Santana's version of Evil Ways. And of course, that was the end of the Village Callers' Evil Ways, because Santana was from San Francisco. So the minute that came out, that was the end of ours. But Santana's Evil Ways probably never would have been released had the Village Callers not recorded Evil Ways.
KRLA East LA Sound Special continues this evening with yours truly, Mucho Morales, and Ruben Guevara, John Martinez of Ruben and the Jets. And joining us in a few minutes on the show will be Tierra. First of all, Ruben, talk about the 70s. You know, that was a period of a lot of self-reflection in the Chicano community, the roots thing, and things like that. Music changed. The political structure was different in the country in the 70s.
Right? Climate changed.
And the mood changed. The people's attitudes changed. And, you know, Ruben, you had quite a lot to do back in the 70s.
Well,
what was happening in East L.A. in the 70s?
It was kind of quiet. And that's why I decided to put together Ruben and the Jets along with Zappa. You know, he approached me to put together to stage the concept that he came up with in the late 60s. And I thought it'd be a great way to continue the musical culture, you know, to bring it back and into a working band and doing some of the old tunes, you know, that were popular back then. And so along with Johnny and Bobby Camarena and Bobby Zamora.
Tony Duran from the Premiers.
The old Premiers. Bill Wild of an old band from the East Coast, the Duvals. We put together, along with Motorhead from the old Mothers.
Buffalo. Bobby Zamora.
We put together Ruben and the Jets.
We try to keep the East LA sound going.
Do you think the nostalgia craze in the mid-70s, yeah, you think that came about, maybe people wanting to go back?
Sure.
Happy
days.
What are some of the reasons, right? Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of...
groups like Sha Na Na, Flash, yeah. Cadillac. And,
yeah, I'm sure.
But why do you think that came about? The big craze, the big nostalgia craze in the mid-70s with television and radio and a lot of groups starting to redo oldies. And a lot of people dressing, wanting to go back. Why do you think that happened?
To fall in love again.
Yeah. Get dreamy.
Sure.
People were afraid of the
dance
future.
Dance tight, you know, and you know, just escape and just go jump in your car and go to the beach, you know, and listen to records along the way.
Well, here at KRLA, you know, we're trying to keep a lot of that tradition alive, too.
Hey, God bless you guys. May the rock and roll gods smile on you guys forever.
And keep those dedications coming
and keep
in.
Keep them coming in. Mucho.
Yeah, that's part of our culture, is calling in on the telephone.
Use
and
that
dedicating,
telephone.
You know, to Bertha, from Chewy,
sir.
With all our love, you know.
And they still want to hear those old classics.
Hey.
Keep my bell in business.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, you move on to the future, but don't forget your roots. Yeah.
Ruben Guevara and John Martinez of Ruben and the Jets, I want to thank you two gentlemen for stopping by this evening on the East L.A. Sound Special and sharing
thank
your
you for having us on here.
Hey, thanks
about
a lot,
East L.A.
Man.
We appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Si se puede y adelante.
Orale, pues.
Tierra will be us to tell us some of their stories in the East L.A. Sound Special when we continue. Right now, Ruben and the Jets.
Our chance.
Unauthorized recording or broadcasting of this show is prohibited by USA copyright infringement law.
Reuben and the Jets with To Be Loved. Deanna joins us when the East L.A. Sound Special continues on KRLA right after this.
Órale! You've been waiting your whole life and now this is it. The mightiest movie ever made. I'm Johnny Chingas with the most exciting news of the decade. The motion pictures that dreams are made of. Impressive. Irme a todo dar. This is Dr. Detroit. A great movie for dates featuring for the Rucas, the breathtaking charm of that international famous Vato Loco, Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, yeah. Nice tushy.
Thank you. And for the Vatos, drool over steaming, sultry scenes with a gorgeous, articulate female.
Believe me, honey, we are the best.
See Dr. Detroit, mild mannered profesor por dia, protector of Rucas by night. Don't miss these loco thrills and excitement. Everything you ever wanted and more. Dr. Detroit, powerful action with trancazos. Screams. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without veterano. Órale, make an appointment to see the doctor.
Now showing at a theater or drive-in near you. The East L.A. Sound Special continues on the heart and soul of rock and roll, KRLA. Good evening to you. This is...